Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
It's time to get things going here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Din Day, and for Jenks. And we have plenty to get into today. We'll start with A.J. Brown up to his old tricks, or is he? Do you really need more context on some of his quotes? Is he right about the Eagles' offense? We'll get into that in this segment. Then we will get into what happened last night in the NBA. A bunch of stars either going off or getting hurt. And then later on in the show, we'll have our survivor picks, our power rankings, and, of course, our plays for Thursday night football. Den, good morning. So let me ask you this. Are you an NBA guy? Because based on your bets, it's looking like you kind of enjoy yourself a little association.
Oh, yeah. I'm a hooper at heart. Not in reality because I'm like 5'10", but I'm a hooper at heart, Chelsea. So I love that we get to talk about the NBA, and I love that I get to bet on the NBA. I just wish they would announce their injured players a little bit earlier. I need my own personal Damon Jones. I would not have bet Milwaukee if I knew that Giannis, who is literally the center of my bet, was not going to play.
The NBA up to their old tricks once again. I feel like we need to rent out Woj. Like, what is Woj doing? Can you rent him out for a day and be like, hey, I need all the inside info on the games today, just for one day?
I watched an interview. So he's at St. Bonaventure's now. He's running St. Bonaventure's basketball. And I watched an interview and they asked him, hey, do you miss this at all? And he looked deadpan in the camera and he was like, no. So I don't know. I don't know if he would be helpful right now. He might steer me in the wrong direction. He would probably do what I do when I be working a radio show and somebody calls me for unsolicited fantasy advice, which is I just give them bad advice, just known bad advice. I'm like, I'm not a fantasy guy. You're calling into a non-fantasy show. I'm just going to give you poor advice.
Ah, well, that seems petty, but sometimes, hey, the NBA is a petty league. So
this league
feels about right. This league, man. I wanted to ask you about this because this was a big topic of conversation last night, because in my bet, which this had nothing to do with me losing my bet on the Knicks laying 3.5 against the Magic, but Paolo Banchero, which we talked about yesterday was his birthday. And I feel like a lot of casual bettors were on a Banchero's points prop yesterday. So he left with an injury after the first quarter. People were mad. And of course, some of these sports books are refunding prop bets. And they say, oh, injury insurance, we got you covered. Not all books do this. So of course, the people who bet with the books who don't have this insurance were really mad. And they're like, we need our money back. What's your take on this? I feel like as somebody who's been betting for a long time, this is part of the deal when you gamble on sports. Guys get hurt. It is sports. Get over it.
People are soft, man. You got on an injury insurance. What is injury insurance? That's for book. I can't imagine books give injury insurance away. Does BetMGM do injury insurance? Could I get insurance on my Giannis bet last night? Is that available? Can I take that up with somebody? I mean, if that's available to me, I will gladly take it. I think most people that take it are losers. But if I have the ability to take it, I will absolutely take it. You have to understand, this is if you're putting your money down, you are just, it's dust in the wind, and you are hoping that like a Frisbee, it returns back to you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You got to understand that coming into it. Ain't no injury insurance.
Well, it's like, where do you draw the line? Because you had a bet on the Bucks for the reason that you thought Giannis was playing, but it's not a Giannis prop. Because I think the only way that they refund bets, or I think they void them, is, which is basically the same thing, is if you had a player prop on said player. But obviously there's the butterfly effect and the trickle-down effect, where obviously Giannis is the star player for the Bucks, and usually if he's out, that is a huge difference when it comes to the full game. But I don't think they refund those bets.
No, they definitely don't. But betting the Bucks is basically betting a Giannis prop, because if it's Giannis or Kyle Kuzma who filled in for Giannis, I mean, you know what I mean? I liked Kyle Kuzma when he was here. I think he's a fashionable dude, but he had 8 points last night in 30 minutes. So, like, it's very, very different. Giannis would have went for, like, 35 on this very bad Charlotte Hornets team.
Well, wasn't the case for me, because here's the thing. This is why the NBA, I feel like, is so tricky, because you would think if the Magic's best player leaves the game after the first quarter, that the Magic wouldn't stand a chance and they're not going to score as many points. Wasn't the case. They boat raced the Knicks. And to add insult to injury, Jalen Brunson left this game very late in the fourth quarter. This is not why the Knicks lost, on crutches. So not a great night at the Garden for Knicks fans. But it's been a great stretch. They came into this game winning seven straight and seven straight at home. So I knew that this trend would come to an end at some point. All right, Denton, run down your bets last night for us.
Yeah, so I went 2-1, though, with injury insurance. Maybe it's 2-0. We'll see about that. I lost the Bucks laying 5.5 at the Hornets. But at my guy Alex Sarr, plus 240, had 10-plus rebounds. He had 11, so that was very, very nice. I was kind of tracking that game, because I don't know if we talked about this, Chelsea. I can't watch Wizards games, because guess who also doesn't have a deal with YouTube TV? The broadcaster of the Wizards. So that's fantastic for me. And then Victor Wembanyama, I mean, he hit this mark pretty easily. I went over 40.5 points, rebounds, assists. He cleared this. He played awesome. I mean, he had 31 for San Antonio last night just in the points department, and you know he gets his rebounds. So he hit this one pretty easily in the Spurs loss.
Did you see the court in that game? It looked like one of your drug rugs that you would wear.
Hey, San Antonio getting it right. There we go. I like it. I think you can buy them there.
Apache, like, well, yeah, you can buy them anywhere. If you go to, like, I don't even know the name of the store that you would get these anymore. Like, it used to be like Nature's Elements, and it would be like you can find, you know, those rain sticks that you turn over, and it makes the rain noises, and like Apache sounds of the Midwest. Did you guys have a store in the mall like that? Like, we had one. It was, like, all, like, no. Indian stuff.
No. We had Gap. We had Abercrombie that sometimes had the rain noise falling. You know, this was back in, like, 2007 when everyone, you know, was in their jeans and, you know, doing all these poses and stuff. And you'd walk by and you could smell the Abercrombie. I'm like, they need to chill out with whatever scent they're going right now. It's blasting. We had a bunch of Hot Topics. I feel like you might be able to get one of the drug rugs at a Hot Topic.
Oh, it's a strange Venn diagram from, like, the people who, like, just are in it for the drugs and then, like, the people who are, like, holistic. Like, that's the point that I'm trying to convey, is that we had this, like, I think Holistic is the name of the store. It was, like, a boutique store. It was not a chain. But that was the great thing about the mall, is that it wasn't just, like, the big-name stores. It was just, like, random local stores. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, there was even, like a National Geographic store where my mom was you can get an educational toy. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, the mall had such a hodgepodge and, like, random stores thrown in.
Yeah. Did you guys have we had a Washington Redskins store at the mall. It was just all Redskins gear. It was great. You guys didn't have do you have a Titans, one of those? It was literally like you'd walk out of JCPenney and then boom, it's right there.
Well, the Titans weren't here until 1997. We didn't... We had a bunch of Vol stuff. Go Vols! That was like the Walmart team here growing up, where even if you didn't go there, you can go to Walmart and buy their gear. All right, so let's get into this AJ Brown story, because it was a big
one. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One, and I did think that I follow a lot of broadcasters from, what is it, WIP? Because I think they're our Odyssey station. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to hear the rainbow of takes when it came to this story. So here's what's going on if you aren't, up on it. So apparently AJ Brown was caught saying some things on a Twitch stream about the offense and saying, bro, do not add me in fantasy. This offense is basically trash. And so a lot of people kind of added this to the list of AJ Brown up to his old drama. And then he clarified himself, and he has not stepped down from this take. He has said, listen, I know we're winning, and I know it looks weird that I'm complaining, but the defense cannot keep carrying this team to wins. The offense needs to hold up their part of the bargain. And if you saw last game, you know, it was basically two big plays for the Eagles offense. And other than that, it was a bunch of nothing in that game against the Packers. So let me ask you, Den, after reading into like a little bit of context on what AJ Brown is complaining about, do you think he's warranted?
Well, he's not telling any lies. So in that instance, yes, he is warranted. First of all, nothing good has ever come with athletes hanging out with streamers late at night. You slip of the tongue, you call your offense an S show, you call your team an S show, and this is how we get in these situations. He says, don't take me in fantasy. Well, too late, guy. I drafted you 3 months ago. So where was this conversation back in August? That would have been really helpful for at least one person on this show. He is correct, though. The offense sucks. It's a boring offense.
Yeah.
And it's been a boring offense. And the fact that it's a boring offense with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley, not even taking into consideration Dallas Goedert, who was hurt for a little bit, but now he's back in the action. The fact they could only score 10 points against Green Bay is laughable, because Carolina scored more than that, and they got a way worse offense. That comes down to play calling and execution and just being boring. I remember Drew Brees got shredded earlier this year because he came out and said, this offense is boring. And the Philly fans were like, yeah, well, we're winning, so what does it matter? Nah, man, this offense is boring. It's just not a fun offense to watch. And you have one of the great wide receivers in the NFL who is constantly telling you, like, hey, I want the football. I want to help. I want to do all of these things. This is not going to work. This is not sustainable. If the Packers played them in December when it was Toyotathon, and, you know, Jordan Love goes crazy during like Toyotathon or Loveathon or whatever the hell it is, they would have lost that game because they don't have the magnitude of to put up the amount of points necessary. I mean, have you looked at the numbers of Saquon Barkley? He looks like a completely different player from what he was last year. They paid him a lot of money. A.J. Brown is on track to have a record low in receptions, yards, and touchdowns over the course of 16 games this season, because they're just not throwing him the football very well. Devontae Smith's actually balling. I mean, he can't really complain. He got a couple 150-yard games in there. So he's doing pretty all right. But this is just a boring, boring offense. And until they get that situated, which I don't think that they will this year, because it really comes down to the person calling the plays, they're going to have an early exit. So he's right when he says that. I just can't believe he's saying it for what feels like now the fifth year in a row.
Right. I think if it was any other player saying this, it wouldn't have the connotation that it does. It's just when people hear, oh, AJ Brown had some comments, they're like, oh, brother, here we go again. He's being dramatic. But listen, I do think there is some good to this. There is some good in the fact that he is still competitive and he still wants his offense to perform. Because here's the thing. When you talk about the Eagles, a team that just won a Super Bowl, the standard is going to be higher. Like some of these other teams, you know, that have won a bunch of games, like say the Colts, which I know they don't have any problems with their offense. I feel like they are happy to be there. And they're like, wow, look at our record compared to last year. But when you're the Eagles and you expect to be one of the best teams in the NFL, like the standard is higher. So, of course, you're not going to be happy when you see these offensive numbers where I think it was first, like, through the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season, you look at the offensive stats for the Eagles, and they were in the bottom along with, like, the Titans and the Cardinals and, you know, the Browns, like, statistically speaking. And that's why, like, we'll do our power rankings later. But earlier in the season, it was really hard for me to look at the Eagles and be like, yeah, this is a top five team.
So I'm looking these numbers up right now to find where Philadelphia is, and they are low. Not like bottom of the floor. You know, they have some separation between your Titans and the Browns
They've
and the Raiders
better.
And the Steelers, yeah. But not a lot. I mean, they're still very much bottom half of the NFL right now, just barely getting over 300 yards a game with all that talent and all of those resources financially pouring into the offense. I mean, think about it. A.J. Brown's on a long-term deal. He's one of the highest-paid wide receivers. Saquon Barkley, you basically reset the market with. Jalen Hurts, when he was paid, you basically reset the market with. Devontae Smith is the highest-paid number two wide receiver. Dallas Goedert is a really, really good player. He's not up there with the highest-paid tight ends, but you're putting a lot of money in for your tight end. And you look at everyone on their offensive line that they're paying a lot of money to. You know, they're checking a lot of boxes in terms of who we're paying. Your core is there. They're just not performing. And it eventually, like, it's very clearly not the players. It's not like A.J. Brown is dropping passes. It's not like Saquon Barkley is just completely falling on his rear end and doesn't know where to find the hole or the gap that he's supposed to run through. This is on coaching. And this is what happens when you lose an offensive coordinator. They lose Kellen Moore, who's now the head coach of the Saints, and they just have not been able to find the identity and the execution that they had last year. The same thing happened when they lost Shane Steichen. So this is the punishment of being a good football team in the NFL.
Yeah, I just think that even, you know, if you take away all the numbers, just the eye test. Last year, the Eagles were the most dominant team in the NFL. Do you remember the Super Bowl? They boat raced, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Right. And even going back to that game against the Commanders, it felt like the Eagles were scoring 40 points a game, even against the best competition in the NFL. So this year feels like a very stark contrast, and the players are not that different. That's what it feels like to me. All right, coming up next, we get into some of the biggest takeaways from last night in the NBA. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.